Live from Vortex Dome, Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guests, Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Hypnotic Dance Meditation. I am Mark Lejeur, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Happy holidays. For those of you who have been celebrating, we're coming off a week of, whether it's Passover or Easter or coming up on Orthodox Easter, people have been celebrating, and it reminds me that music is a big part of celebration. Now, every Christmas or Easter or a holiday when our family used to get together and eat at the table all together, one of us would say, oh, I'm going to put on some music. And because our family is Italian, they'd put on some wonderful music. And there's a lot of wonderful Italian music to choose from. However, I would more often than not say, this is not eating music. This is not dinner music. And there would be some kind of an argument. And I'd get up sometimes and just turn it off and say, you don't understand. The music affects you. And you're playing like, William Tell Overture. You're making me eat faster. I want to enjoy. You're making my stomach like, and not everybody understood that. Well, the tape says, back when we used to have tapes, but the tape says Italian romantic dinner music. And I said, I'd say things like, they don't know. It says romantic Italian dinner music, but it's not dinner music. I said, actually, I learned later on that in restaurants, sometimes they'll play music that's a little faster to get people to eat faster so they could leave and they could turn over the table. So, if they play that in a restaurant, it's not what I want while I'm having dinner. You can see I am passionate about this. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting a little hot and sweaty just telling this story because some people just didn't understand. And I think it's time where more and more people are understanding the effects that music has on us. And I'm so glad, because if anybody understands it more than I or more than most people on the planet right now, it's our two guests and musical guests tonight. So I can't wait to have this conversation with Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel live on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeur.
Wow. I'm so excited for tonight's show. I'm so excited to be in Vortex Dome. I'm so excited to have Will and Melissa on with us tonight. It just feels like something really special is going to come from tonight, not only in what we're going to be talking about tonight, but I'm so excited for them and what they brought to the world with hypnotic dance meditation, the story, the authenticity of and the wisdom and the talent of this dynamic duo is, I think, unrivaled, and just can't wait to get into it.
Me too. And hypnotic dance meditation grew out of a collaboration between Los Angeles-based label founders Will Henschel and Melissa Rebronia. Now, Will is an award-winning veteran music producer and songwriter who founded the 90s number one selling UK pop soul band, London Beat, And Melissa is a celebrity hypnotherapist, a relationship counselor, and a heart healer with a parallel career as a singer and voiceover artist. So great to have you both back, where before you came individually. Today, it's together for great reason. Welcome Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
It's great to have you back.
Real pleasure.
I saw your heads nodding during my monologue. Have you had conversations like this with people before?
Yes, we have. When it's interesting. This is a sort of an idea whose time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, last time I was on the show, I was talking about Focus at Will,
yes.
Which is. That it's no longer a startup, but
it's grown.
I started up. Yeah, we've got 2 million users, been going for 10 years now. And but for people that are not aware what it is, Focus at Will is music that's specially designed to help you work smarter. Mm. It's to help you reduce distractions and focus better when you're working and studying. And it's not music for entertainment. It's music for purpose. It's music to do something as a tool.
Mm.
And I've sort of had these two careers where I've been a successful pop songwriter, as you mm-hmm. said. I've written
and
a few
performer.
Number one. Pardon me?
And performer.
And performer, yeah, absolutely. And that was for entertainment. And there's nothing wrong with that. People need to be entertained, you know. But Focus at Will really had me thinking about music as a... what's music's role in society? How does it work? Was it... Why? Why do we have this thing called music?
Mm.
And I did a lot of science research, finding out how your brain listens to music and how we are driven very unaware, in a very unaware and non-conscious way. Music makes us do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever bought a shirt? And while you've been buying that shirt that you're wearing right now, I bet they were playing some music that is about appropriate for you. Let me guess. It might have been Bon Jovi or a little bit of Bono. Perhaps it was I've been waiting for a girl like... I don't know, something, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but the thing is that we're used to hearing music in retail spaces, and there's a whole science about making sure that it's conducive to buying something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good and obvious example of how music is... driving us. And you were very, when you were saying your monologue, yeah, I was nodding because, yeah, the last 10 years of my life have been all about your non-conscious mind and how it, your non-conscious mind is the part of your brain that you have no control over.
Mm.
So as I'm talking to you now, right, I'm consciously talking and we're both with our conscious minds, like having this conversation. In the background, our non-conscious mind, usually our ears, is actually listening to everything around us to make sure there's not a bear behind me, there's not footsteps, is there a breath in there? What is that breath? Is that someone? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have this part of our brain which is keeping us safe, and it's called a non-conscious mind, and it is very responsive to music. Ah.
and music is a hypnosis as well, because we surrender our free will to whatever we're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't blame you for going, this is not eating music, you know? So you had a sense, like, yeah. So, and music is also very healing. And I, as you mentioned, your culture being Italian, I'm Serbian Canadian. I did spend 10 years in Serbia as a child. And we do have amazing heartfelt music, but it's very depressing. It's very like, you know, like drinking and like wanting to like trash. So it's getting you in touch with your sadness and grief, and it's deep. But I think they don't have the other kind of music to lift you out of that. So my culture is kind of like very deep.
What kind of keeps you there, right?
When yeah, it gets you in touch you with there. It, you, exactly.
It keeps you in that state.
Exactly, yeah. So
and so hence you were born.
I was born there, yeah.
And no, I mean, you were born to bring the other side of that.
Exactly, yeah.
And so no coincidence, I'm sure. What a better place to learn one aspect so that you can you see the contrast.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, when we first had you on the show as a guest, you came and you shared about what you were doing as a life coach,
yes,
with a lot of people and some of the music aspects that you were bringing into the world at the time.
Yes.
And now you have evolved and expanded into so much more of healing the heart.
Yes, yes. I've actually, I for many years I was a life coach and singer-songwriter, parallel careers, and then I trained as a hypnotherapist, which helped me. I saw the difference that it makes working with the subconscious mind. So then it was actually Will came into my life around that time, and I was rebranding, and it was him that said, you know what I think you do is you're a heart healer. That's what you do. So I was like, yeah, that is what I do, even with my music and my healing work. So it was like a label that described everything that I do. So I did. So now my website is, you know, healyourheart.love.
Wonderful. And you mentioned Will and how he came into your life. What maybe some people don't know is the two of you are in a real loving relationship.
Yeah, it's coming on 4 years now, yeah.
Wonderful, yeah. And that you've both grown individually and collectively as a couple. And it was interesting to hear Will say that he learned some things by testing them or practicing on you, and you have learned some things with him, and also exercising certain things on Will.
Yes.
One thing in particular was during a major event in both your lives that the internet was abuzz because we all were wondering what's going on here. So before we get into that, somehow Will was asking, sharing with you that you're a heart healer, mm-hmm. and that he also wanted to take a CPR class.
Yes.
And you decided you wanted to also.
Well, then I said, well, what if something happens to you? Who's going to help you? So I said, I guess I should do the course too. So we did it together.
You did the CPR course together.
Yes.
And then 4 months later.
4 months later, we were in bed. We just finished making love, actually, and Will just stopped breathing. Mm. And,
yeah, I died in her arms. And
wow.
Thankfully, she did know how to do CPR. The next thing I knew was 5 days later, I wake up in the ICU just going, what the hell happened?
Wow.
That.
Yeah, so he just literally lost consciousness, and I didn't know what was happening with him. He's in good shape. He's a healthy guy. So my instinct was to do CPR, but then I called 911, and he asked me, do you know how to do it? Yes. So thank God he guided me, because I was also really frazzled. You don't think, when you take a course, you don't think you're going to be doing it on a loved one, because then you have to manage your emotions. So he counted me. So for 9 minutes, I was giving him CPR all by myself, and he was not responsive, really. It felt like he was gone. He was turning blue in the face. At one point, he kind of just, like, coughed or something. And then the ambulance came, and then they worked on him for another 10 minutes. And finally, like, 10 minutes later, they were like, okay, we got his heartbeat back.
Wow. At least 15 minutes.
20 minutes. Yes.
Yeah.
So later we found out he had a massive heart attack. It's called the Widowmaker. And it's one that only 2% of people survive. And it's only if they get immediate CPR. So later the doctors were telling me that I saved his life because I did what I did.
Wow.
But I didn't even know. So it's a real miracle that he's here today.
Wow. It is wonderful to be able to have this conversation with you both. And
yes,
lots has been born from that experience, I understand, that we're going to get to experience later on. But before we go to that, Will, you were someplace during that time.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you tell us where you were?
Well, my experience was, well, first of all, this was completely out of the blue. I had no warning or real indication that I was at risk for a heart attack. Mm. My dad's in his mid-80s, still causing havoc, you know. He lives in England, and he's, you know, drinking Guinness and eating pork pies. You know, he's pretty invincible, really. And so I'd never really thought that I would be at risk. And as a result, there were some precursor signs that if I'd have known, I would have known about. I had a high cholesterol level, and I was eating too much salty food. I'd stopped exercising quite so much. It turned out that I had some form of pneumonia, so I was, like, not well. But it just literally, out of the blue, my experience was like a light bulb got turned off. And next thing I knew, it was, you know, as I said, 5 days later. So my experience during the 5 days was that I apparently I was in and out of consciousness from people who were observing me, but I didn't really start gaining awareness until sort of the fourth or fifth day. And as I was in an ICU bed, so I had tubes in every in every
possible
hole. You
were in an induced coma.
I was in an induced coma. Mm. And I had stents fitted to... So I had a plumbing problem, basically. Mm. My what happened to my heart was it was like having an engine revving and someone throwing a wrench into it. Mm. And so some of the blockage that was in my, some of
that
the
sounds
cholesterol.
That sounds heart-wrenching.
Yeah,
it literally is heart-wrenching. Yeah. And thank you very much.
Yes.
Badong.
Sorry.
And then what happened was.
It's so intense right now.
Yeah. You can't breathe when you have pneumonia. And so I was on a ventilator and I couldn't breathe without the ventilator, and they kept trying to take me off the ventilator, and every time they took me off there would be a code blue event, which is everybody runs in and then I have to, you know, I have to be saved, and it was pretty traumatic. And during this time I was really surprisingly calm. I really was like, ah, well, this is what it is and there's nothing I can do about it. And I learned that my breath was keeping me alive, except I couldn't breathe on my own. So during this period, I gradually got better, and they fixed the problems I was having with my heart and the rest of my body. And by about day eight or nine, I was ready to come off the ventilator again. And as I came off the ventilator, as they gradually dialed it down, I had this really beautiful aha moment. Mm. And what I realized with this absolute moment of clarity is that we connect to the life force through our breath.
Mm.
And we are soul beings in a human body. So we're not human beings, we're soul beings in a human body. Mm. And we connect to the life force. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or any kind of religion. It doesn't matter. This is sort of a fact that we connect to our life force. We are alive because we breathe. Mm. And the sort of aha moment I had while I was there is, you don't have to believe in anything. Just every time you breathe, you connect to God or the life force or universal energy, whatever you want to call it.
Mm. Mm.
Even scientists who are complete atheists will tell you there is a thing, an energy called the life force that keeps everything alive, and they have no idea what it is.
Mm.
Right? So, yep, if you're an absolute atheist, there's this thing every time you breathe that keeps you alive. You can't deny it. It's a fact. And I just had this really beautiful, like, oh, it's so beautiful. You have to be conscious of your breathing, because every time you breathe, you connect to God, like whatever you want to call it. And that was my realization.
What a reminder about our breath, something that we probably take for granted. Well, every time we do it, we...
Absolutely.
When was the last time we thought about it? Obviously, not only your experience and your story, but what you've done with it since is something that we're going to actually get to learn more about and experience a little later on in the show. So looking forward with that. This is so incredible, and I'm so glad that you're both here to share what you're sharing. We'll be right back with Melissa Rebrogna and Will Henshaw, and we'll get to experience all of this through hypnotic dance meditation when we come back here live on the Life Changes Show at the Vortex Dome.
Hey guys, so I'm here to tell you about a little thing called the DNA Institute. You probably haven't heard of it yet, but I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was about 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and unfortunately, I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute made me lose 30 pounds. This is not a lie. That completely happened. It doesn't matter what exactly your situation is or how much you have to lose. The Institute will get you to your goal weight. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a real doctor-prescribed custom medical treatment. It rebalances your hormones, heals your metabolic and digestive system, and makes your higher functioning brain so loud that it becomes impossible to overeat when you're full. Whew, it's a mouthful, but yours won't be. So many of my friends and family turned to the DNA Institute after they saw my success, and all of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I promise you, this is different than anything you've ever tried before. They've been in Beverly Hills since 1982. You can even give them a visit, drop by, or just head to their website, DNA.com. That's DIENNET.com to learn more and get your customized formula made today.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune and our guests, Melissa Rebrogna and Will Henshaw. I literally held my breath, which is interesting that we're talking about breath there at the end, during that story. And then actually, during the break, we learned of yet another element that I would love if you brought into this story, Will, while you were in this coma, or maybe it was during the 15th. When was it that you had this near-death experience?
Well, when my heart was actually stopped, when I was technically dead, I have no recollection of what was happening.
And they say that's common because you have to in order to survive. Like, you reject the experience because you have to focus on recovery.
Oh.
Because it's so scary that they don't remember.
No.
Wow.
It's too traumatic to think about it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So he has no memory of that, yeah.
No, I don't. But on the 8th or
9th day. 7th, 8th day or something.
Something like that. I have a friend who's called Christopher Ma, and he's a healer, and he works in a modality called true body intelligence, and he invented this, and there's a lot of practitioners around the world.
Yeah, I trained with him as well.
And Melissa trained as well. Mm. And he came in, and although he's a healer, he looks like a very rock and roll kind of character. Mm-hmm. He looks a little like Jimi Hendrix, I guess, with dreads, and he came in, and he's like got these great rock and roll clothes. Maybe because it's L.A. and an L.A. hospital, but no one bats an eyelid. He walked in, and he doesn't...
They said, here comes the healer.
Here comes the healer.
Yeah, it's just normal, right?
So he came in, and I was in the bed, and they said, you're going to... we're going to take you off the ventilator again. Remember, I'd done this a few times, and it was really traumatic, and you go into a code blue every time that happens, and you can't breathe. And he came in, and he grabbed my big toe with one foot, and he grabbed my thumb with one hand, and my thumb with the other hand, and started doing this very weird breathing exercise.
It was like a sound, like...
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Which is the craziest thing, but I'm like, I've known Christopher a long time, I love him, and I was like, you know what you're doing. And none of the nurses or doctors, it was the ICU, there was a lot of people in there, they said anything. But as he started to do this, my vital signs started to steady. And my blood pressure got more normalized. And my pulse started to regularize. And my generally, you know, my overall, my heart, things they're measuring in my heart started to normalize. And that was really interesting. Mm. And I started to feel better. So this went on for 2 hours. This is to answer your question.
Wow.
During these 2 hours, I kept seeing this very strong vision of trees. White trunk trees, very specific, on a mountainside. Now, I've never really... I don't know why, because I don't... It's not something that meant anything to me. But it was very calming, very relaxing. And so I was lying there in this very surreal situation, not knowing whether at the end of this, or when the end of it was coming, whether I was going to be able to breathe on my own. Because I realized if I can't breathe on my own, if someone unplugs that machine, I'm done, right? So you become very dependent, and you realize, oh, my breath is keeping me awake, and the machine is helping me breathe. So just being able to meditate on this very specific view of the trees, and the trees had these marks on them that looked like eyebrows a little bit, very specific looking. So Anyway, I was continuing to meditate on these trees, and then Christopher did this for another couple of hours. And there's a funny bit, which Melissa's involved in next. Christopher had been doing this for 2 hours, and my vitals are getting better and stronger and stronger. And the doctor's saying, wow, his vitals are stronger, and his oxygen count is increasing, and I was feeling much better. And it felt to me like I was reincarnating into my body. I felt like I was slowly being wound in. If you can imagine someone winding in a fish, like, you know, with a fishing reel, and you can hear the sound, the I could kind of hear that, and I could feel myself getting more and more present back into my body and less fearful.
And wow.
After a couple of hours, he said, I'm going off for a sandwich.
Yeah, I came in early in the morning.
I'm going to hand the story to Melissa.
Yeah, so then he just said to me, like, okay, this is what you're going to do, and anybody who visits him today, ask them to hold his toe, hold his, you know, finger, and do this sound. And I was like, okay, but at this point, I was super exhausted taking care of him, doing other things. And I was like, who's this guy telling me what to do? And, you know, I've been taking care of him.
And so emotionally drained, for sure.
Totally. And he still had a tube in his mouth, so he couldn't speak. So I did do it for a little bit while Christopher was there. And as soon as Christopher walked out, I wrapped it up. And then I saw Will kind of waving at me. And so he asked for a pen and paper. He goes, please continue doing it. I'm like, oh, you want me to do the thing?
Oh, wow.
So then I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And I was like, all right. So later he told me that he was reincarnating. He came all the way back. So, yeah, I was blessed to be part of that.
Melissa not only gave me CPR to keep me alive, but was actually the person that was doing this energy work to help me come back. And then she did it for another half an hour or something.
And
I could now feel myself getting very, very, very close.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized that there was a conscious decision to reincarnate back into my body.
Wow.
It was an absolute, oh, now is the time. And I heard this sound like that. And I just went bang back in my body. And I'm like, oh, I'm back. And the minute that happened, the nurse, the ICU nurse, went, oh, everything's normalized. She went, wow, look at that.
So a few hours later, you had the tube taken out, and then you talked about the trees, and we realized that there were aspen trees. And
yeah, I was like, pass me my phone. I got to look up these trees.
Yes.
And they were aspen trees specifically.
Wow.
You know, and then there's a thing called the shaking aspens, and aspens make this funny sound in the wind. They're very specific trees. And then researching them, I realized that aspens are different than a lot of trees because they don't, like an apple tree where an apple falls and a tree grows. They don't work like that. They have a root system that propagates. So when you see a huge forest of aspen trees in Colorado, they're in the mountains. They're like 10,000 feet and above. And they're very distinct looking. They're white trunks. And I discovered that, wait a minute, these trees are not the being. The organism here is not the trees. It's the root system.
Wow.
It's the root system.
Wow.
And then that's when I realized, oh, it's a beautiful metaphor for us humans, because we are just the trees, and the root system that we're connected to is the God energy. It's the universal energy. And we're the trees. And when we look at each other, we're just looking at the trees. But the thing that we're all connected to, and the thing that we actually are, is the root system that is we can't see.
Wow.
So that was my near-death experience, in summary, to bring back the aspen trees.
And the aspen root structure is unique, right? They're all interconnected. Yes. Is that what you're
saying? They're all interconnected,
amazing.
And weirdly, if there's a forest fire, the aspens burn because the root is underneath in the ground.
They grow again. It's like you can't kill it. So same thing, you can't kill God or the human being.
Right.
So they'll keep popping up.
Keeps popping up.
United we stand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
So we're here on Earth for a while.
Wow. Well, I'm realizing too, I'm remembering, this is actually the first time that you two have shared your story, publicly together this. Thank you so much for sharing in this way. I'm so moved by that story, and having experienced your music from listening to it, I know Mark and many people have gotten to experience it live, but having experienced it even off the internet and being moved by it, now connecting that story with it, wow. So when we come back, we're going to dig deep into what is hypnotic dance meditation, because it's obviously the result of this,
yeah.
Right?
Yes,
and so why and what we can experience, and then actually we'll get to experience it live with Melissa Rebrogna and Will Henshall here at the Vortex Dome. And in the next segment, we'll also have our Ask Dorothy segment, all here on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guests, Melissa Rebrogna and Will Henshall. Now, we have in Melissa, amongst many other things, a hypnotherapist and a recording artist. And in Will, we have a music composer and a producer, performer also with Melissa. But combine all that and the experience we just heard, and what did you all do with that?
Well, we never meant to work together, even though we're both
It's
in
a bad
music.
Idea yeah. to work with your significant other. It's one of the golden rules
and
in Hollywood.
And when I saw him working with someone, I was like, oh my God, I would never work with someone like that. Because he's very clear on what he wants, and he just tells the singer what he wants, mm-hmm. how to sing it. And I'm so too sensitive to mm-hmm. that. I'm like channeling singing. So I need a producer who just holds the space for me. But then he purchased this experimental box that
a drone box yeah.
So he was playing with, and he goes, oh, let's try something, why don't you do a guided hypnotic meditation next to this drone, and let's just see what that sounds like. So we ended up just having fun, and it was a fun project, and we ended up recording a lot and just creating a lot, not knowing what we're going to do with it. And then he had the heart attack like a year after, and then he came back, and once he was part of his journey coming back is he really wanted to have more joy in his life. So so we got a new puppy, which brings us a lot of joy. And then also doing this project mm-hmm. gives both of us joy. And that's something that's unexpected. And originally we thought it was just going to be a recording thing, which is what I mostly have done in the past. I just love to record, but I don't really enjoy performing.
Mm-hmm.
But we only had like 2 gigs doing HDM. And Mark was at the last one. And actually, in the moment, it was a lot of fun and a lot of joy because it's interactive and the audience was just made it happen. So it was super fun for all of us. Like, we were high for like a whole day.
Yeah, we heard about it from
yeah.
all of us.
It was super fun. So because it's interactive with the audience. And yeah, so it's giving us a lot of joy. And so we're recording and performing. And yeah, we're excited about it.
So the one thing that you didn't mention in the sort of intro about my work is that I'm also a scientist.
Yes.
I'm an inventor.
And a businessman. And,
right? Yeah. And a businessman. But I'm a scientist and I'm an inventor, as well as being an artist and a composer. And the thing I've been doing professionally in the last 10 years is called Focus at Will, right? Which is the music mm-hmm. system I was talking about earlier. But that's taught me a great deal about how music affects our non-conscious mind, how music impacts you in ways that you're not aware of. And I've always enjoyed meditating, but sitting on a hard wooden floor with, you know, trying to listen to some person drone on about stuff, I just can't do it. And I've kind of been able to wrangle my brain into a way that I can kind of do it, but I don't like it, even though I do it and it's good for me. It's like eating cabbage when you're a kid. You know you've got to do it, but you hate it, right?
Oh, wow.
You speak to yourself anyway. And so I was the way, and then a part of this experience is meditating is, I've meditated on the damn trees I was telling you about earlier on, right?
Uh-huh.
So it became a, I was like, you know, when people are dancing in a trance-ish state, they're sort of hypnotized by the music. And I said to Melissa, I think there's a way that the hypnotic guided meditation that she does in her work, if we've got the right speed and the right kind of dance tracks and people are moving to the track, does that then turn off the little voice in the head, in your head, that says you can't meditate? And guess what? It does. It works.
Yes.
Because this is not just a regular beat. Like, you didn't just pick a random beat here. This is, scientifically, you've picked music and beats and all that.
I am writing and composing new tracks that are founded in some solid science around beats and speeds and pulses that then help you get into a state where your non-conscious mind is open to guided meditation from the voice, Melissa. So you're kind of fooling your non-conscious mind by turning off the little voice that says, I hate meditating, I didn't like cabbage when I was a kid. You can turn that voice off by dancing and following the instructions.
And Melissa, I remember when you came in as a performer and as now voice of hypnotic dance meditation, you were singing in multiple languages.
Yeah,
do you plan
on
using
I've
that
had
also?
A career as a singer-songwriter, both under my full name and the artist name MR, where I was doing world music and singing devotional music in many different languages. So I was very comfortable with doing music that opens and heals the heart. So that was the beginning. And now I'm speaking this meditation. It's funny to me when people compliment me on my voice, but they're talking about my speaking voice in HDM. But I'm like, no, but I sing in many languages. Like, you know.
That's your voice.
Yeah, but that's still a voice that I'm using. So it's interesting. And yeah, so this is just a continuation. And I do a little bit of vocalization as well, which feels more like me. So basically, I've merged all that I am into this project. So my healing self, my artist self, my singer, everything is like in one.
Well, actually, before we go on, I just have to mention also, I mentioned beat, and it reminded me of London Beat. And then I got excited because I just remembered that you're doing something special with London Beat, Will.
Yeah, well, as you know, I died and came back.
Yes.
And part of that experience for me really led me to want more joy in my life. A couple of things I've become a little less tolerant of people's, inauthenticity. And so I have to be careful not to be too direct with people just generally now, because you just, you know, second time round, I don't have time for your stuff. Get to the point, you know. And more joy than I realized I hadn't talked to the singers in London Beat for 25 years.
Wow.
It's like being married and divorced. Right?
Wow.
We'd gone our own ways. We'd had a very intense 7-year run. We were very successful. We had number ones in 40 countries. We toured. It was a very fun time.
Yeah.
I quit the band. The last hit record here in the States was in 94, and I quit in end of 94 and went off and started working. I didn't pick up a guitar for 15 years.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that what? I was just done with it. Had to stop. Just completely done with the music business. Burned out, you know. I was actually the sort of the main instigator and main writer in the band, so I generated the music, and there was three singers and myself, and so it was just very stressful for me. But, you know, time goes by, and 25 years later, I reached out to the singer and said, hey, do you fancy getting the band back together again and recutting the singles? Someone has asked me if we could do a new master for a movie, and I was like, what do you think? And The guys are up there. They're in their 70s now.
You know. No, they're not.
Singing, yeah.
They're really?
Yeah. Will was the youngest member.
Yeah. They were older than me. Yeah.
They were all like 20 years old.
20 years older than me, yeah. And they're still singing. They're still doing it. So, yeah, we're actually cutting the singles again.
And a reunion tour?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
No, no tour. Just recording, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got
It'll be fun, you know.
How exciting. Well, thank you for sharing that. Boy, you're sharing so much new and exciting stuff on our show. We appreciate this. And more power to both of you. Well, we'll get to hear more from both Melissa Robronha and Will Henschel together as Hypnotic Dance Meditation, or HDM, as they're also known as, after our Ask Dorothy segment, which is coming up right now.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Dear Dorothy, this is Caitlin, and I took your workshop and had some private sessions with you 12 years ago when I lived in San Diego. I'm now living in Arizona for the past few months, and I've been desperately unhappy as I'm approaching my 48th birthday, and I've been unemployed for over 4 months now. I'm thinking of moving back to Texas and live with my parents. We don't really get along well, but they are getting old, and I'm feeling obligated to be closer to them before they pass. Do you believe I can be happy if I do move in with them?
My dear friend, I believe that happiness comes from within, and it comes when we make the most elegant choices possible. I intuit that moving in with family with whom you do not get along well with is not an elegant choice. I intuit that you are considering this choice from a place of desperation and fear. There is so much negativity pushing you in this direction, and when one makes life-changing choices from desperation and fear, there is little chance of finding happiness. Happiness is truly an inside job. I suggest that instead of focusing on obligation and not having a job and feeling you're getting old, let's find a way for you to change your present story. Shakespeare said it best when he reminded us that all the world is a stage and each of us are players on it. What he didn't say is that not only are we the star of our play, we are the author, the director, the casting agent, the producer, set designer, makeup person, hairdresser, etc. We are the all of it. And when the play isn't going in the right direction, it is time to call in the script doctor. And that is also you. You can begin your new script by centering yourself and do some easy automatic writing. This is a good exercise that may help you figure out what is really going on in your mind that is causing so much fear and desperation. You can use either pen and paper, or you can do this on a computer. After centering yourself and quieting your mind, you can write down the questions as follows. What would make me happy? How would I feel if I did certain things? And then just let the answer unfold. Let's not judge it as you are writing it. Let the words simply flow. And when you feel you've answered your questions, take some deep breaths and then read it and find the shortest path to accomplishing the things that have shown up in this exercise. You are a powerful woman, Caitlin. And I know that once you step out of fear and desperation, you will find a way to create the happiness you deserve.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with Hypnotic Dance Meditation, a.k.a. HDM, live here at the Vortex Dome on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy and, of course, our guests, Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel, and they are together Hypnotic Dance Meditation, otherwise known as HDM. And Will said it in a really great way some people don't just sit and meditate so very easily. And so this is great because they've designed HDM for people who would like to be able to meditate but can't sit still long enough. And like them, they say, the act of moving your body at the same time as listening to a guided hypnosis-based meditation allows the fidgets to become dance moves while your unconscious tunes into a new type of stillness. This is new all the way around, you two.
It is and it isn't. There's been moving meditations, Osho, and there's been elements of this that people are doing. But what is new here is the way the music is in real time following the guided meditation. Mm. And
a hypnotic guidance, I would say, is the new element. It's hypnotherapy, which is speaking to your subconscious mind while you're dancing.
Talk about
the music,
the deepening,
is present.
About how that works.
Yeah, so deepening, going usually in hypnosis, you're going deeper and deeper into your mind. And for hypnotic dance, we are going deeper and deeper into your body as an instrument of life. So it's really embodied meditation. And they talk a lot, you know, these days about embodied. Everything should be embodied because everything so far, including meditation, is very masculine, which is this energy up here, which is just consciousness and stillness.
Including meditation.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why it's sitting. It's like, but we're missing, so this lower level, which is our body, which is our human self, and it's also the feminine, is the form and the movement and all that stuff.
Mm.
So that's what we're doing with our project. We are bringing the body into it rather than observing. We are in the body. We're celebrating being human beings on earth with movement and breath and music, and then positively affecting your mind, because I'm using affirmations and during the HDM.
And I'm thinking cellular memory. How does that come into play with the meditation?
That's cellular memory. Here's a good example of that: is if you hear a song that you heard when you were a kid and you dance to it in a certain way at the school prom, right?
Yes.
You'd hear the song again today and you'd be back on the dance floor with whoever you were trying to make out with back in the day.
Yes.
That is a cellular memory.
Yeah.
And we've become very interested in seeing if we can, you know, life today is all about life changes. It's all about shortcuts. How can I do this? How can I get the body of a 25-year-old without, you know, I'm like 45. Give me some pills. I'll make that happen, right? And we found that there is a way actually to shortcut. For some people, it doesn't work for everybody, but it works for quite a lot of people. Mm. You can get into this trance-like meditative state by dancing to club music at the same time as listening to a guided hypnotherapy. It's not just a meditation, it's a hypnotherapy.
So you're actually healing on stage, and that's the missing act. Because, you know, I spent a good decade dancing when I used to live in Toronto, you know, clubs. And But, I mean, everything that I'm listening to, it's going into my brain, so why not use it for positive change?
Wow.
While you're dancing and enjoying yourself.
And the music is following like a film score what Melissa is doing in real time. So I'm playing keyboards and I'm playing bass guitar and I'm mixing and producing all in real time at the same time as she's doing the guided meditation.
And that's what we're going to get to experience now,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Now,
If you want to know more about this, actually, they have several, people can follow you on Instagram, each of you, and, of course, Hypnotic Dance Meditation.
Yeah.
HypnoticDanceMeditation.com, as simple as that, HypnoticDanceMeditation.com. And so people can experience this at home, and we can move, or we can even just sit for those of us who can, and kind of move in our head or in our minds, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or you could be like, while you're driving, you can move your hips. Like a lot of us.
While you're driving, yeah. Meditation while you're driving.
Yeah, uh-huh. You could. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just while you're sitting on a chair, you're moving your hips. It's just really connecting you to your body and breath.
You don't have to close your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Close your eyes and...
You would ignore that bit. And that goes for anything when you're listening.
But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're being put into a meditative state when they're watching commercials.
Mm. Yes.
Or listening to the radio
also,
while driving.
Also, driving a car is a hypnotic state.
Good point.
Because you're in your, you know, you're...
Good point.
Yeah, we're all about stillness, weirdly. Is that all that we're doing? No, but mental stillness, emotional and spiritual stillness is the secret to happiness. And a lot of that can be found through meditation.
Well, let's get happy. Let's get happy.
Does but it's this... also feeling your feelings, but in your body. So we do have some healing journeys that we haven't released yet, but that is tapping, going deep into your sorrow with breath and releasing it and then coming back. So
Well. Does this meditation that we're going to experience now have a name yet?
It's a two-step journey. First, we are going to connect to our creativity, passion, and joys, which is our second energy center, our sacral chakra located in the hips.
Okay.
And then we are going to also connect with our authentic self and our voice chakra. So helping people to say yes and no and mean it. And this second tune actually was born out of our second performance because we did it in the moments and it had such a response because I was saying say yes and people were saying yes. So it was like super fun. It was interactive going back and forth. So then we decided to record it and now we're doing it here as well.
Wonderful.
So it's very creative in the moment.
Well, here's Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel as... Hypnotic Dance Meditation, or HDM, performing a piece live on the Life Changes Show here at the Vortex Media Dome.
So, it's great to be here on the Life Changes Show. We are going to do a journey of live hypnotic dance meditation. And I want to introduce you to... Melissa Rebronia.
Open up your heart and let the love pour in. All of us are one and we know that now. We
and welcome. I'm Melissa Rebronia, your heart healer. This is hypnotic dance meditation. HDM is a new healing practice that drops you deeper into your heart while your body moves to the beat of the music. And your subconscious mind receives positive hypnotic guidance. Every suggestion you receive during HDM makes a deep and lasting impression on your mind. With every HDM session, you will drop deeper into your heart and connect to the rhythm of your body, mind, and soul. Allow your body to move to the beat of the music as you listen to the sound of my voice. Today's journey will take about 9 minutes. First, will connect you to your creativity, passion, and joy. I will count from 5 to 1, and on my count of 1, you will allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into your body and become aware of your body as an instrument of life. 5, going down. 4, deeper down. 3, even deeper. 2, almost there. 1, welcome to the center of you, deep within your heart. Gently bring your awareness to your hip area, moving your hips left to right or back and forth, whatever feels most comfortable to you. Allowing your body to move to the inner rhythm. Imagine a bright orange light in the center of your hips, and allow this light to expand larger and larger as it's purifying this energy center and pushing out anything that doesn't belong, anything negative, toxic, that no longer serves you. Well done. You will now receive the following affirmations with an open mind, heart. I am a channel for love. When I am present, I serve love. Being creative is my birthright. I allow myself to play. I allow myself to make mistakes. I am perfectly imperfect. I let love create through me. I express all that I am. I am gentle with myself when I create. I give myself permission to be who I am. Through my creativity, I love and forgive. I now forgive everyone for everything. All of these affirmations will sink deep into your subconscious mind that will help you connect with your creativity, passion, and joy. And now we're moving on to the second part of our journey, where you'll connect to your authentic self to help you speak your truth. Take a deep breath, inhale through the nose, and exhale through the mouth with the sound ha. Inhale, open your heart. Exhale, ha. Good. Inhale, open your mind. Exhale, ha. Continue to breathe deeply. Exhaling, ha. Move your body to the beat of the music. I will count from 3 to 1. And my count of 1, you will connect deeper and deeper to the self-expression center located in your throat. Continue to intuitively move to the inner rhythm of your body, mind, and soul. 3, going deeper into your throat. 2, deeper than you've ever gone before. 1, your spirit flying free. Well done. visualize a sky blue light inside your throat center. Relax your neck. Relax your jaw. Relax your mouth. Relax your tongue. Relax your ears. And relax your shoulder. Good. Receive the following affirmation with an open heart, mind, and throat. I say no when I'm a no. Say no, 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 no. Good. I say yes when I'm a yes. Say yes. Yes, 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 yes. I say no when I'm a maybe. Say no, 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 no. Good. I say yes when I'm a clear yes. Say yes, 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 yes. Good. Let's practice some yeses and nos. Let's go. First nos. Say no, 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 no. 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 Say no to all those things you do not want in your life. A loud, clear no. Say no, 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 no. Say no, 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 no. Say no, 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 no. Good. Now let's say yes to all those things you do want in your life. Say yes, 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 yes. Say yes, 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 yes. Say yes, yes. Yes, 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 say yes, 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 say yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the real you. Say yes to your life, to your authenticity, and speaking your truth. Next, I will count from 1 to 5, and on my count to 5, you will open your eyes, feeling wonderful in every way. 1, grounded in Mother Earth. 2, your creativity wide open. 3, connected to your power center. 4, open throat. 5, open your eyes, fully alert, all the way back. Stretch. And say yes. Welcome back.
There we go. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I say yes, 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 yes. More, 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 more. Thank you so much. Melissa Rebronia and Will Henschel as Hypnotic Dance Meditation, HDM. I have an idea. Mark, I'm sure you've had this, but how about Hypnotic Dance Meditation Mondays here in the Dome? I'm just saying. I mean, after the Life Changes show, I think a half hour of this. Oh, my
God. Makes an offer we can't refuse.
Yeah, right? Well, it's beautiful. The visuals are gorgeous.
Well,
here.
Right. So Kaylin Holmes threw these visuals up, and they started moving with you all. And he didn't even know what was coming, and he was throwing up these visuals. So
beautiful.
So if he knew what was coming, imagine. Wow. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Seriously, it's not just hypnotic. It's I want more of it. What's the word I'm looking for? It's addictive.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
This is the last thing to say is this is a very new project for us. We've just been doing it for like 2 or 3 months. So come on the journey with us and tell us what you like. Come to shows when we're doing shows around LA, and you know, give us some feedback, because this literally is real time. So I am writing and playing stuff in real time as the same time as Melissa's doing this. And when there's an audience of a few hundred people here, it's literally, it's generated on the fly.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
And watching you too, how you interact with each other and with the music, that just kicks it up a notch as well. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you for being here
and doing it
live.
You can give that feedback and also get to hear other meditations that they've recorded at hypnoticdancemeditation.com. That's hypnoticdancemeditation.com. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having
what
us.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of hypnoticdancemeditation.com and, of course, of Melissa Rubronia and Will Henschel, and we look forward to seeing them more and more. What a pleasure tonight has been here at the Vortex Media Dome, live with our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and first we'd like to once again also thank Kaylin Holmes for all he has done in helping make this show what it is today. And on behalf of all of us, to all of you, a reminder that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao. 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 Ciao.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.